Hold on to your hats, movie lovers. Welcome to Kids First Coming Attractions, your VIP pass to honest reviews from the kids who know what's what and deliver huge opinions on the latest flicks. Today, Catherine, Michaela, and Charlotte tackle the latest impossible mission with Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. Ready for their intel? Let's find out if it's kid approved.
Hi, this is Catherine reporting for Kids First.
Hi, I'm Michaela reporting for Kids First.
I'm Charlotte reporting for Kids First.
Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is an absolutely action-packed movie, taking a more serious and grave tone than the previous installments of the series. It's full of constant high tensions and emotional moments and insane stunts, as always.
Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning brings us right back into this world where Ethan Hunt, who is played by Tom Cruise, must complete one final mission. This time, though, the weight of the world is ultimately in his hands. He has a very small amount of time to find the entity, and if he is unsuccessful, humanity as we know it will be destroyed. The suspenseful storyline is its biggest standout. It's incredible how even after 7 movies, the 8th and final one is still so entertaining. Almost every single scene feels like a big drop on a roller coaster.
It's definitely long, but has a solid way to end the entity's storyline. Maybe?
It is filled with all we can expect from a Mission Impossible film. Crazy plans that somehow manage to work. Incredible stunts, constant danger, and suspenseful scenes. This all seems all the more impressive when you realize that Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
I would recommend watching Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 before watch 1 because it's the first part of this movie. Longtime fans who have seen the others will enjoy the references to the past movie and this one too.
The acting is spectacular. Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt well, and Simon Pegg as Benji plays a comedic yet loyal and determined character incredibly well.
Another major standout is Tom Cruise's stunt abilities. In every movie of this franchise, Cruise proves himself time and time again. And for this final film, he pulls out all the stops. Everything is real. No green screens were used, from plane chases to falling from the sky. It always amazes me at the limits he pushes to get the perfect shot.
There's a wing-walking stunt between 2 planes in this movie, and this isn't the first time Cruise has done stunts with planes, but in this particular situation, the original stunt team said that his vision was not possible. However, Cruise defied the odds and was able to do an extremely dangerous and extremely impressive wing-walking stunt. The film's message is that teamwork and determination can make the impossible possible. I give Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning 4 out of 5 stars, and I recommend it for ages 12 to 18 plus adults. This movie releases in theaters on May 23rd, 2025.
All right, movie buffs, that's the final scene for today. But the show goes on. Our super savvy Kids First film critics team is always scouting out the next big thing. So hit that subscribe button and join us for more honest, kid-approved reviews. I'm Ashley Clyde, bringing you the real deal from Kids First. Catch you next time.